My brothers and sisters in the Lord, have you ever been lonely? Have you ever felt depressed? Do you think that no one cares for you or understands you? Do you think at times you cannot go on? If so, my friends, then on this feast day, the solemnity of Corpus Christi, I invite you to spend just 1 hour each week before Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. Allow our Divine Mercy Adoration Chapel to become your second home. Consider becoming a committed adorer and watch the Lord Jesus work a miracle in your life. My brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you. He understands you. He cares for you from the infinite depths of his divine spirit and sacred heart. And Jesus waits for you to visit him in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus understands your loneliness and he understands your despair. Jesus was betrayed and abandoned on the cross by his best friends, the apostles, in his hour of supreme need and trial. My friends, let us not be like the apostles, but let us share our needs, our concerns, our weaknesses, and put our troubles before Jesus and his sacred heart that eternally throbs with love for you and for me. Put your troubled sons and daughters, spouses, brothers and sisters, friends, family members, grandchildren, each one before Jesus himself, and dedicate them to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and by extension, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. My friends, Jesus is there, body, blood, soul, and divinity, really, truly, and substantially present before us. And Jesus invites us on his Eucharistic throne with a human ear, and he loves us with his most sacred human heart. Yes, Jesus is your God friend. Jesus is my God friend. Jesus will never betray you. He will never hate you. He will never abandon you. He will never separate himself from you. And our Lord totally understands wherever you are at this moment. He is your best friend and my best friend, forever loving us with a love that is not of this world. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. You see, my friends, when we adore Jesus exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus dwells in us, lives in us in a very special way. We directly experience the comforting, consoling rays of his healing love and heart. He gives us directly the strength to go on, the courage to face our problems, and the wisdom to know how to resolve them. Remember, my friends, that the greatest saints and orators, like St. Thomas Aquinas and Bishop Fulton Sheen, did their most inspired work before the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, it was Bishop Fulton Sheen who established in the minds of the American clergy the necessity to spend 1 hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament to not only maximize its effect, but to continue to preserve in their priestly vocation. My friends, do you recall the joy you experienced when in your loneliness, maybe an estranged son or daughter, family member or friend or neighbor came to visit you? The same joy a parent experiences from an unexpected visit is multiplied infinitely when we, as his adopted sons and daughters in baptism, visit the Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus asked his apostles, could you not spend 1 hour with me in the Garden of Gethsemane during his passion? Jesus asks each of us this day, my brothers and sisters, and he challenges us, could you not spend 1 hour with me in this hour of the church's passion? In this hour of scandal and division and dissension, in this hour of immorality and abortion and international terrorism and apostasy. Remember, my friends, Fellow members of the Eucharistic body of Christ, the church is Christ. The church is Jesus Christ extended into space and time. And I firmly believe that in Eucharistic adoration, your hour of Eucharistic power, one day a week, 1 hour a week, your hour of adoration, your hour of conference with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, really, truly, and substantially present on his Eucharistic throne, can and will change your life. And it can and will change the world. I firmly believe that if every one of us, of the 1 billion plus Catholics in the world, spent just 1 hour, one day, each week before the Blessed Sacrament, every major crisis, every major scandal, and every major problem would come to an end. Think about it, my friends. There is power in numbers. We have the numbers and we have the Eucharistic power. We have the power of the very in-flesh love of God himself, who redeemed us and who has redeemed the world, whose power of the resurrection continues today through the Eucharist, that can and will totally transform our lives and our society. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we become Eucharistic adorers, we form an army, a Eucharistic army armed with the power of the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity, the real, true, substantial presence of Jesus Christ that transformed the world in the resurrection and continues to do so today through the Holy Eucharist. When we become Eucharistic adorers, Jesus unleashes through us the very real grace and presence outward to the entire world, that the world itself can become a holy tabernacle of the Lord. Can we not spend 1 hour with Jesus for the salvation of the world? Today we celebrate the 10th anniversary of our perpetual Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. And we give thanksgiving to God for 10 years to be able to adore the Lord in his Eucharistic presence. There will be Eucharistic adorers outside of Mass today to help you and encourage you in committing yourself to giving just 1 hour a week to the Lord in adoration. The Adoration Chapel is open this weekend for you to walk in, even if it's just an open house, quote unquote, for you, just in case you've never crossed the threshold to sit in the Lord's Eucharistic presence. My brothers and sisters, we do not ask you to sign your life away. Indeed, we ask you to sign your name in the book of life through Eucharistic adoration. Jesus asked you, as he asked the apostles, to spend 1 hour with him, to become an apostle for the Eucharist, a member of his Eucharistic army. And if you do, my friends, you will never be alone again. Instead, you will grow day by day more holy, more convicted, more assured in your faith, more steadfast in the knowledge that you are a member in solidarity with Jesus Christ himself and millions of Eucharistic adorers throughout the world. When you spend 1 hour with Jesus, you walk with him as the two disciples did on the road to Emmaus. When you spend 1 hour with the Lord, you walk arm in arm with other members of the mystical Eucharistic body who happen to adore him at the same hour that you are all around the world. My brothers and sisters, come and pray to the Lord Jesus. Recite your favorite prayers. Do some meditative reading. Contemplate on scripture. Or just bask in the healing rays of Jesus before you. St. John of the Cross once said, "One moment of pure love is more precious in the eyes of God and more profitable to the whole world and the church than all the good works put together." Imagine, my friends, what an hour can do. Allow Jesus to work through you. By your presence, by your prayers and your sacrifices, have Christ's grace reach out through you into your family, into our parish, into our community, into our country, and even into purgatory. You see, my friends, the Lord has given us 168 hours each week. Surely, we can give just one back to Jesus.